Original articles. Title, COVID-19 and Remote Higher Education, Reflections on the Challenges in the Teaching-Learning Process of University Students. Author, Lucia Clyda Oliveira Santos, graduating in the area of Chemical Engineering at the University Center of Ipajica Valley, Estacio, Old, Widen. He was a member of the scientific initiation of physical chemical analysis of biodiesel produced from the transesterification of oil, soy, residual from frying. Email, luciaclyda_olivera01@hotmail.com. Author, Grazia Elma Ferreira de Mello, graduate student in chemical engineering, at the University Center of Ipajica Valley. Expertise in research of development extension and study of biopolymers. Email, gferreira@outlook.com. Author, Virginia Lauani Cupertino Freitas, graduate student in chemical engineering at Centro Universitario of Ipajica Valley. Email, 6h_lauani19@hotmail.com. Author, Legia Rodriguez Sampaio, doctorate, 2014, in process engineering and master's, 2009. In Chemical Engineering from the Federal University of Campina Grande. Graduation, 2007, in Industrial Chemistry from the State University of Paraíba. Recently graduated in Chemistry, 2020, by Cruzeiro do Sul University. Professor at the University Center of Ipajica Valley, courses in Chemical, Civil, Mechanical, Production, Sanitary and Environmental Engineering and Pharmacy. Email, legiasampaio@yahoo.com.br. Abstract. The SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes the COVID-19 pandemic has changed the course of people and of different sectors and areas of society, in particular, the area of education. With regard to the area of education, in addition to the COVID-19 pandemic, the main measure for mitigating the transmission of the virus is social isolation, and due to this containment measure, both schools and universities ended up being closed, and the plans for reopening of these plural centers occur slowly and gradually, thus, the teaching-learning process of both students and university students is compromised, because due to the pandemic, what remained were remote classes, and in this class mechanism, only the teacher acts in the transmission of knowledge, while the students are passive, receiving and capturing information. That is, there is a mechanization of teaching in the virtual format. The objective of this research was to carry out a case study with university students from cities in the interior of Pernambuco about how the pandemic negatively affected the teaching-learning process of students. The methodology used was a questionnaire developed through the Google Forms platform. The questionnaire was distributed through social media and was active for 35 days. In addition, the last question in the questionnaire was a comment that was analyzed by Bardens, 2011, content analysis. The results obtained showed that remote teaching is still not able to meet the needs of students, as the vast majority of university students prefer face-to-face education to the detriment of online. Keywords, remote higher education. Teaching learning. COVID-19.